Yeah, the Google Tour Creator is a wonderful tool to engage students and immerse them digitally on any tour in the world. It's just really incredible. It's hard work, I think. I think it's a bit clunky to use. It's not my favorite tool. But I see the power in seeing is believing. And I can remember in my junior in high school, my friend and I, who still works in the industry in the union as a sound technician and is a professor of audio production. I worked in the industry before teaching. And so it paid off. We raised money, and our junior year in high school went out to California to a 10-day workshop where we toured Hollywood studios, listened to speakers. I remember Woody Harrelson before he got into film acting, and he was just on Cheers, visited us, supposed to speak for a half hour, was there for like 2.5 hours with us. It was great. And just mesmerized as, you know, a 17-year-old walking around Hollywood. And we got to go on the location of Edward Scissorhands and the original Predator and a couple others, but those left the most impression. Went to live TV studio filming. So that, obviously, being there in flesh and blood is better, but to be able to just inspire students, you know, and I'm hoping they add, like, flyovers maybe with drone video eventually or something. That could be kind of, you know, cool. And I think sometimes video is too much, but I think in Google Tour Creator, it could be just right to be able to mix in, you know, street views and your favorite little hotspots, but also to be able to just have little clips of video perhaps. It's probably available and I missed it, or it's coming, I'm sure. But yeah, I think that's, it obviously has so, for history, it comes to mind as super powerful, but even for more modern classes, like instructional technology classes, you know, it's really, really cool to just bring students. And I was thinking I might do another on inside a professional studio, but it's funny, like, you go to certain places, like Warner Brothers was really tough. Most of their vast real estate was off limits to your little peg man. So you couldn't, like, go inside, but I did find NBC Universal had a new set that was available to go inside and put old Lester Holt up there, as a point of interest hotspot. So yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of neat to go inside a professional studio and just kind of put, you know, points of interest on different areas of, you know, of the studio, and equipment and personnel. But yeah, I think it's exciting. I'm not quite sure if I'll use it a lot, maybe once in a semester, you know, so, but it's certainly a great tool to know.